Tim. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Tim, what concerns do you have for press freedom in Australia following these outrageous raids?
Well, if we follow the flow of what's happened here, a journalist has gotten hold of stuff that the government planned to do. Now, put aside what they actually planned to do for a second, it's just the idea of a government idea. Now, she published that, and she thought there was a public interest story in people actually knowing what these plans were, because they were quite radical plans. And then the government's response to that is to actually raid her house, is to say, what you've done is break something in the interest of national security. We therefore need to know everything you've done. We're taking your stuff. Now, that, on one hand, is an incredible breach into the freedom of the press. We have a free press for a reason. It's there to report and to be a third eye on what is happening in public life and in government life. So that in itself is quite worrying. That said, we do have a process for this. There are warrants, there is a judicial process, and we hope that there's oversight. But then if you layer on into what she was actually reporting on, she was reporting on an expansion of these powers. And so, the government had a plan, which was, or a proposal at this stage, the powers that the spy agencies have to do their operations overseas in the national interest, whatever that is, usually nefarious, they wanted to have those powers within the country, and they wanted to have those powers to be able to spy on Australian citizens. Now, that is a huge step away from what we expect our spy agencies to do. We expect them to have proper oversight and to have the checks and balances to make sure that they're actually doing the right thing in the right place, that they have warrants and judicial oversight, and more importantly, transparency. And so I think that's the sort of, there's two issues here that are combined together. We expect to have a view of what's happening in our name by our government. Part of that is a journalist's right to report on that. And yet this shows that if the government doesn't like what's being reported, they're now heavy-handedly sort of ramming in and trying to muscle in on journalist territory to say, no, we'll decide what you can report on. And if not, there will be retribution. That sets a very worrying precedent for anyone who wants to whistleblow or cover matters of national interest, particularly when they're on surveillance operations.
Well, 2GB Drive reporter Ben Fordham, he revealed that he'd been subject to investigation following news of the raid yesterday. Is this sort of the heavy-handed surveillance something that journalists are becoming increasingly familiar with?
I think they're becoming increasingly worried about it, is probably a better way of saying it. It's a threat as we move into, or we already are, in a world where data is easily transferable. It's becoming a lot easier to whistleblow in many ways. Now, the government knows that, and so this is their response. And I say it's easier because we're no longer in a 1970s era of handing over a manila folder in a, with a dark coat on in a park somewhere. It's actually a lot easier to get data, to duplicate it, and then to transfer it to somewhere else. Just look at the rise of WikiLeaks as a mechanism to actually allow that to happen. And so this is the government response to try and actually address that. They can't stop the transfer. They can't stop the process. So what they're going to do is scare anyone who actually thinks about it.
Well, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, they've voiced their support for journalists doing their jobs freely. Do you think we're going to see industry action in response, or do you think we're going to see people start to rise up against this suppression of, the press?
That's a good question. I think we need to see a support for the process of a journalist, the job of a journalist, particularly this idea of, you can't define something that is in a national interest, and you can't define something that has a public interest element to it. That's the defense that most journalists will actually use. This was a matter of public interest. That's very subjective. So how can we define what is and isn't in the public interest and therefore be okay with what people are going to be allowed to report on? That's a conversation that we have to have. And that has to be a conversation between police, governments, and the people, and the journalists, so that we have a shared understanding. Now, the only way we're going to get to that is if these sort of stories come out, if people know that it's happening. And the pointy end is what's happened yesterday, when, something that's at the other extreme of someone being raided because of their action. But actually, we need these stories of journalists saying, okay, I got this information, what does the world think? Is that okay? Are we okay with the government going in that direction? That's public debate, and that's what's needed.
Well, what do you think this raid could mean for the future relationship between the media industry and Australian authorities?
It's not going to be good. I think that's the other thing is here. It may have been a tactical policing decision. It definitely was not a good public relations one. If any government wanted to actually send the message that they were going to come down on journalists, this sent it very, very clearly. So I think there's a bit of repairing to be done there. And we have to see what happens now. The other thing is she hasn't been charged. No one has actually been charged. The warrant to seek further information was executed. No one has actually been charged as a result. I think that'll be the next step that we're waiting to see, because it'll send a very clear message. What is the charge being laid and how hard is it going to be pushed?
Mm. Well, I guess we'll all be waiting and find out how this all unfolds. Well,
Tim, definitely.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.